Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Monday as we begin our fourth full week of Lent. It's day 23 of the Lenten wilderness as we emerge from yesterday's Sunday Sabbath to begin again our journey through Lent together. Today we look to the devotional, Jesus, Friend of My Soul, by Joyce Rupp, for our words of comfort. The devotional today is called One Who Lives Gratefully. And isn't that a good message for the situation we find ourselves in at this time? The scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. It's from the story, if you recall, when the 10 lepers were walking by and they yelled to Jesus for help. And Jesus told them to go see the priest. And as they went and followed his orders, they all were healed. But only one came back to thank him. Thus, the scripture verse, Luke 17, 15 and 16. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and thanked him. It occurs to me that Jesus valued gratitude from others as much as we do. His comment, were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Tells me that the grateful leper's response meant something positive to Jesus. He also expressed his own thanks. You recall, after the 70 returned with joy from their mission of preaching and healing, he prayed in gratitude to his Father. Or recall that before feeding the thousands on the hillside, he took the loaves and gave thanks. And again, at the Last Supper, when blessing the bread and the cup, Jesus gave thanks. He also turned a grateful prayer after the stone covering the tomb of Lazarus was removed. He said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. Before I retire in the evening, I tuck the words of Psalm 23, verse 6, into my heart. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. These remarkable gifts not only follow me, they catch up with me every single day. Life moves so swiftly, so I remind myself before going to sleep to cast a glance over the day to see what I find there. Inevitably, I brush a bit of debris aside, but hidden in those elements, I find a lot that represents the precious benedictions of goodness and mercy. And you know, if I look closely enough, I find those treasures strewn everywhere in my life. I hold them to my heart with gratefulness. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, giver of gifts, my heart opens wide with gratitude, knowing my life is filled with abundance. Even on tough days, if I look carefully, I can always find something of worth within it. Thus, I come to you with thanksgiving. Today, I look for goodness and kindness and give God thanks. Amen. I hope you enjoy today's daily Lenten devotional. We will speak again tomorrow, Tuesday. It'll be our 24th day of walking together through Lent. Until then, may God have blessing on your life.